All right, I hit record. Let me test. I'm kind of spiky. She's just a devil woman. No, that's fine. Let me hear you.
Well, how come Miss Piggy can't count to 100?
I don't know why.
Because when she hits 69, she gets a frog in her throat.
Chérie, a dit la façon dont vous vous déplacez. Je vais te faire transpirer, je vais te faire gambiler avec le 69. Pigeon, fais en ces courses, ces choses. Va te faire brûler, va te faire piquer. Ma brousse, quand tu marches comme ça, regardez votre goutte de miel dans le 69. Je ne peux pas rester à l'écart. Je dois rouler, je ne peux pas rester immobile. J'ai un corps enflammé qui ne peut pas me remplir de 69. Avec des yeux qui brillent, brûlant en rouge, rêve de vous et moi, et la 69, tout au long de ma tête. Just be cousins.
Man, that was only like a third of it, too. Oh, well. Okay, I did not write that, just for, you know, just so you know, I did not write that. That was... a little ditty called Le Chien Noir et le 69. It was it's like a poetry mashup. It's two poems kind of shoved together.
Is it a poem about a taco?
No, I mean
mixed with a poem about a banana.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a poem. It's a poem that was written by. Actually, I'm not sure if it was written by Robert Plant or Jimmy Page. I don't know who wrote it. One of those two. Do you want me to do it?
Or neither of them wrote it, and they kind of passed it off as something that they wrote.
It could be, yeah.
Didn't do that very often, did they?
I don't think so.
No. That's what they did. That was a bummer to me because
yeah.
I really, really like Led Zeppelin. And then, and then I started learning about things that they did that make me not like them as human beings. And that hurts because I really want to like Led Zeppelin.
Well, you can like the music without... Here, let me give you a translation.
Yeah, yeah, please.
So, chérie, a dit la façon dont vous vous déplacez. Je fais de faire transpirer, je fais de faire gambiler avec le 69. Okay, so that was a really bad pronunciation of French, first of all, I understand. But what it is
fooled me.
I'm going to read the translation now. Here, let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Hey, hey, mama, say the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. The 69. And apparently the rest of it is the same thing. So there you go.
Maybe that should be enough. Let's just say it out loud. This is our 69th episode.
69, dudes!
That's right. Yeah. And it's going to be raunchy. We are going to be raunchy. It's going to be a raunchy episode. We're making up for it because last week was clean.
It was squeaky clean. Squeaky. But this week, it's going to be a taco in your mouth and a dick in your face.
It's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty because that's the way I like it. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Can't remember. Something.
So where do we begin?
Well, let me start with this. remember what I was going to say. Last week, we were clean, and there were some times when, unfortunately, I'm going to adjust my microphone. I'm coming in really hot. Where we let one slip by, and you did us a solid, Joe. You went through and you bleeped those words out. I'm hoping maybe after this episode, which we're recording a night early, you can go through and add in extra curse words to make it really nasty.
That's good. I think that'll balance things out.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, there was only a couple of slip-ups, really. We did okay.
All right.
Or, well, maybe we didn't. I don't know if you heard back to it.
I want to listen to it. I know I never listened to the episodes, but I promised you I would. And I just have not. I've been super busy. I've been masturbating a lot. And it's just really difficult to do that while listening to podcasts because it's about rhythm. And... we don't got rhythm.
And, it's, you know, in the last episode, it's another way of saying masturbating. We've decided to call it Swiffering.
Swiffering, yeah. I've been Swiffering. Man, my house is shiny from top to bottom. But there are some things I wanted to talk about, some subjects. I have some things. So let's start with Trent Reznor.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Trent Reznor said, I think this is in the 90s, I can't remember, but he said he wants to fuck you like an animal, right? He said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
He wants to feel you from the inside.
Right, right. You know, and matter of fact,
I can't wait to get you inside of me.
That's what I heard when he said he wants to fuck me like an animal. But here's the thing. I'm no expert on animal fucking.
What was that again?
I can't wait to get you inside of me.
Just a little. I think she's talking about a cheeseburger.
I could barely hear it, but.
Oh, you could. Oh, sorry.
I can't wait to get you inside of me.
Yeah, it is kind of quiet. I don't know how to. Well, I can. Anyway, it's supposed to be quiet. She's talking to food. Listen, so he said he wants to fuck you like an animal, but I am not an expert on animal fucking. I mean, I've seen some animals fucking before, dogs mostly, but, you know, videos and stuff. Not that I'm into it, but, I mean, I grew up in Kansas, so how could I not see it, right? And here's the thing. It doesn't look like it's that much fun. I mean, I don't see how wanting to fuck me like an animal is supposed to be enticing or like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not making me go, oh, yeah, let's do that. It makes me think, well, because, like, you watch dogs fucking, right? The female dog looks like she's like, okay, get it over with, will you? And the male dog looks like, okay, just hurry up. I'll hurry up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you take the song in the spirit in which it was intended, and maybe a lot of the fans did.
Yeah.
Maybe all the fans did. Maybe especially, like, the really hardcore naughty female fans, which is like, I want to fuck you like an animal. If you interpret that like, hi, I'm Trent Reznor, I like to fuck animals, and I'm gonna fuck you as if you were one.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. So what, he's gonna take him to a barn and he's gonna wait until like it's dark and he's gonna sneak up on him and then like give
wearing
him some
a ski
oats
mask.
Yeah, and then give them some
hay. Put a gun to the back of their head?
You don't have to put a gun to an animal's head to fuck it, I've been told.
I was trying to joke because, you know, if you're going to have sex with a donkey, a gun to the back of its head isn't going to mean anything. And what did you put the ski mask on so it can't pick you out of a lineup? Like that?
Well, maybe he means...
It's just a silly way to rape a donkey.
It's okay? just a silly way, yeah. It's one of those deals where it's like... You've been accused of having sex with a donkey. Well, Your Honor, I'm insane. Well, I don't know about that. I used a gun and a ski mask. Yeah, okay, you're insane. Yeah.
Your Honor, I'm a pretty hate machine. I'm on a downward spiral.
Nice. Maybe when he
anyway,
said...
the spirit in which the song was intended is, I'm going to fuck you like I am some, you know, passionate... out of control beast.
Now, yeah, see, I thought of that too.
I think he was trying to turn goth women on, and I think he got it done.
I thought of that too, and I was thinking about how, I mean, I understand what you're saying. If he's saying like, I'm going to be a savage, just I'm going to be savage. The thing of it is animals are only savage when, one, they're chasing something down that they want to eat, two, protecting themselves from being eaten, or three, protecting their young. That's it. So basically what he's saying is, I'm going to fuck you like I'm going to eat you. Not 69 eat you, but like literally like eat you with salt and ketchup. Or I'm going to fuck you like you're trying to eat me, which would be weird. Or I'm going to fuck you like I'm protecting my children. And if it's that last one, I want to fuck you like I'm protecting my children. My whole existence is flawed. You get me closer to God. I think something's fucked up with Trent Reznor, personally.
I think if Trent were on the show right now, he'd be like, hey, look back through all my lyrics, and what do you think? And then you said that, like, hey, there's something wrong with you, Trent Reznor. He'd be like, bingo.
Yeah. He did say what he'd say.
That's exactly what I've been trying to say.
He said, I hurt myself today just to see if I can feel. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, to see if I still feel.
Yeah, that one. Okay, that was at minute 9:20, so I need you to isolate yourself going, so that I can add it to my soundboard.
Okay, that soundboard's got to be getting big.
Oh, no, I delete stuff off of it because I'm lazy. But there's some fun stuff on here. I wanted to talk about Trent Reznor. I mean, that's been on my mind for a week now. As I was walking last weekend, my 20-plus mile walk, I thought about that for about an hour. Yeah.
How did that go?
Really?
And this is, by the way, before you answer that question,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a problem with the theme of 69. And okay. I texted you this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like the theme of 69 is like well, it's more than just some SNL skit, because 69 has been joked about forever and ever, and it's been a juvenile – it's been the center of a lot of juvenile jokes for a long, long time.
You mean like
but
this one?
Just so limited. Oh, you have one?
You mean like that one?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know, whenever anybody says the number 69, some asshole, and that's me, says – which is very, you know, I can't help it. But the fact is, it's very, very limited. And I'm like, Jason and I are going to be talking for an hour. I feel like we're probably – and we've already done this, by the way. So my what I predicted is already coming true. It's – we can't just stick with, you know, genitals in the mouth. On both sides.
No. This episode is going to be
a human being, so it's gonna be. We've already, like, you know, fucking is gonna be a big part of the show.
This show is going to be about. That's what this show is going to be about. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We can't just stick with 69.
No.
And that actually makes sense, because 69 is never some sort of. Climactic. It's not the end of the progression. It's something.
It's a novelty.
If that's all you're going to do, you're kind of cheating yourself. Come on, move on from that. That's like an opening act.
I think it's sort of like a it's on the movie poster, but it's not actually in the movie, and that's fine with me. I mean, yeah, everybody tries it. Like when you're first getting into sex, you're like, oh, I see. I've heard of this thing called 69. Let's try that. And then you try it, and you realize, okay, unless you have exactly the right body shape and the right amount of being limber – somebody is not going to get satisfied. You know, it's not going to happen. And they do it in the movies all the time, but come on. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, sell myself short here, but the number of times that I've done that is – that was way back in the beginning. Nowadays, it's just like, I mean, why bother? I'm not saying I don't want to. There are definitely some people in the world who said, hey, would you like to do that? I would be like, yes, I would. But, I mean –
let's face it, it's like a – that move is pretty intense, and I think more often than not, young people in the throes of passion will probably do it more often than people in their 40s, unless those right. people in their 40s are swingers and then they've done it with somebody else's yeah. wife, and then they think back on it and they're like, oh my god, my wife was watching. Like, what is wrong with me? Am I Trent Reznor here?
Yeah. Or am I fucking Trent Reznor here?
Like an animal.
Like an animal.
As if he were an animal. As or perhaps if, I'm an animal.
Right. Like I'm trying to protect my young. But so if we're going to talk about – we're going to talk about sex in general. I think – okay. Let me be clear. We're just going to be raunchy. And in order to get there, we're going to talk about sex. In order to get there, we're going to talk about 69 as it occurs. So 69 is, as you put it, kind of a foreplay to the main course of sex, to the overall theme of raunch. For example, did you hear in the news today, everybody's mad at Samantha Bee, right? This is on raunch, not sex, because she called Ivanka Trump a feckless
cunt.
Yes,
yeah.
She did. Now, that's raunchy.
Cunt.
A feckless cunt. Now, that's raunchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good and raunchy. I like it.
Well, I don't, you know, to delve into politics, I would say I would have canceled Roseanne before it fucking started.
Yeah.
Now, not back in the 90s, but like what?
This new version?
Yeah. And
yeah.
It, look, I didn't even see it. I'm just saying no. And then it happened. And then, of course, she said something. Because I've known for a while there's issues there. She's unhinged.
Yeah.
People didn't realize that. She didn't. Did she get through a whole season, or was it like two or three shows before she fucked up?
I don't know. I like you didn't watch it. And I think it's interesting that you brought it up. A lot of people on the right, and in order to make this a raunchy political conversation, I'm going to curse a lot. Okay. A lot of fucking people on the goddamn right are saying that if Roseanne got canceled, why the fuck can't Samantha Bee be fucking canceled? She's also horrible.
It's hugely hypocritical.
They're saying that, but it's not, because when of when Samantha Bee, a woman, called Ivanka Trump a woman, a cunt. It was raunchy and it was foul, but it was not in any way addressed.
Overtly, horribly racist?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It
right.
wasn't. When it I wasn't. Said hypocrisy, I was referring to the right.
You were talking to the fucking right. Okay, yeah.
Because the fucking right is yeah. like, and by the way, I don't consider myself on the fucking left either.
Right,
because
right.
that there's the on this show we've talked about stuff like I don't know the each side has gone way too far as far
each
as I'm concerned.
Each side look, eats shit.
Yes,
to be raunchy.
Thank you for continuing to cuss.
I could have fucking cussed this whole goddamn saying. Episode. I have an episode to make up for here. Sorry, go ahead, Roseanne.
They don't
the shit
like the right doesn't like that Samantha Bee said cunt, but the guy that they support, who's the president of the United States, can say whatever the fuck he wants, and that's fine.
Yeah, talk about raunchy. So, that's he is probably the raunchiest president we've ever had. And
if they're gonna pretend that they give a shit what anybody says right now, that's laughable. That's all I'm saying.
It is. And in the spirit of S-E-X-X-X-X. The guys at Larco didn't give me an ad this week. They said they wanted to, but they didn't have time to put it together. They might give it to us later, but it is it's for a pill called Boner Be Gone, and it's apparently this pill. But I wanted to tell these guys, look, I don't need a pill to make my boner go away. I just think about Donald Trump in a 69, and I won't be able to get it up for a month.
That's great because I don't have an ad either. But there were a couple of ads coming in. There wasn't any copy, and so we're not going through with it. But yeah. there was a Taco Bell ad.
Oh, yeah,
and then
perfect.
And then a Wiener Schnitzel ad. So awesome. I was going to talk about people eating tacos and then people swallowing wieners.
I like that at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, but it didn't. It's, look, there's no Larco ad. There's no any ad. But Boner Be Gone. Eating tacos, swallowing wieners. It might have rounded out the theme. Well, it might have really fit in, but we're not going to hear that.
No, Ian. Maybe. So, yeah, sorry, Ian. Yeah, I meant a disclaimer at the beginning. This is going to be filthy. This episode, really. I mean, last week you could listen to it with your kids. This week you certainly can't. You know, you made me think of something just now. The whole. Tacos and wieners and same time. You know, people will say things like, go fuck yourself, right? And that basically, I mean, if you took them at their word, it'd be like, just go jerk off. It's like, okay, I was going to anyway, so that's fine. I mean, I don't see why that's insulting. But I think that maybe what instead we should say to people, if we want to show them how angry we are, we should say, go 69 yourself, right? Because if you can go down on yourself, you're also, you are going down on someone and being going downed on and and you're going down someone.
I don't know if that works, but I think if you're a hermaphrodite,
okay, then okay,
you
sure.
could go 69 yourself.
No, you need
number would,
you need two mouths. You need two mouths and two genitals sets of genitals for 69. Okay. Whereas for fucking, you just need two genitals. You don't need a mouth, right?
Oh yeah. I see.
Yeah,
I think we should just call it zeroing yourself.
Zeroing yourself. How about three? Yeah, okay. I was going to say three-ing because 9 minus 6, but that's just dumb. I don't know. Look,
no, well, it's just the solitary version of 69-ing. But you can't call it a 69. It needs its own number.
Oh, I see. Because it's the shape. It's the shape. Yeah. I see what you're getting at. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're zeroing.
Come on, you can imagine it now, right? It's a zero.
When I was young and limber, I imagined it quite often. Yeah, I'm old and not limber now, so.
Did your dreams ever come true?
No, I'm not. Okay, well, I was not. I was not number or is, no. Yeah.
My name is Joseph, and when I was young, well, any name that you have can be made fun of, and maybe you can tell me, because I think anybody, whether you're an outcast or not, if the children around you are really workshopping that shit, they can come up with.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I do think that they can come up with something that's rather demeaning, you know. And
yeah.
But I think when it really starts to get serious is, you know, around middle school. That's when the cognitive abilities start to ramp up and the creativity gets a little bit of higher quality. And now, when I was I mean, I think when I was younger, people would call me like Snowy, and I'm like,
what?
What? You know, that didn't make me laugh, and I didn't feel demeaned. They were
oh,
just
Snowy,
they found something that rhymed. It was so stupid.
That's dumb. You know, I thought Snowy it was some Neal. Sort of. I thought you were going to be like, oh, hey, Snowy, like, you know, snow job or, you know, white stuff.
Oh, no, but see, that's what you need to understand. By the time I got into, you know, middle school, I heard stuff like, and I'm tying this back to what we were talking about before. It's suddenly I wasn't Joseph Neal. I was Blow Self Neal.
That's really good. I like it.
And now that's interesting because Blow Self Neal is different than like that means I knelt. I knelt down to blow myself. I wasn't sitting down. I wasn't laying on my back. I'm Blow Self Neal. So that actually, again, I wasn't.
I don't understand how. Why does that mean?
I wasn't offended by it. I was like, oh, you're just telling me that I'm talented.
Why do you have to be kneeling to blow yourself? I don't understand.
No, you don't have to be. That's a particular talent. If you're still on your feet, you're on your feet, you have to kneel down. Well, clearly, you've never done it before.
I've never blown myself while standing. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. They're calling me Blow Self Neal.
Oh,
that's
Neal. Okay, sorry. I wasn't registering.
Neal, that's Joseph Neal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
my name. So,
but the Neal part. Yeah, I thought I didn't realize you were using the Neal part. Okay, yes, you're right. If you can kneel and blow yourself at the same time, that if someone really thinks that you can do that and they want to insult you by saying, hey, you can blow yourself, that's like saying, hey, you're stronger than I am. Okay, sorry, I'm not insulted.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I never really got offended by any of this. And by the way, I was just thinking, well, what number is that? Well, if you're on your back and you're blowing yourself and you're you know, that's zeroing, right?
Yeah. But
they were calling me Blow Self Neal, and that's not 69ing. That's just nining.
That's nining, yes. Or if your feet are back and you're kind of arced over, it's like a two.
Yeah, there you go. It's twoing.
You're twoing yourself. And we should tell somebody that, like, find some kid. Okay, gosh, we're going to go to jail for this, but find some kid who's like.
Go to yourself, kid.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He's like, he's super well endowed, and we tell him that he can, you know, blow himself, and he learns how. And he asks, what's that called? We say, well, that's going number two. And he doesn't know that going number two actually means taking a shit. So people will say to him, people say all the time, I got to go take. Do a number two, and he's like, oh, really? Wow, I thought I was the only one. Or he'll say that. I'm going to go take a number two, and, you know, they're like, wow, you were gone a long time. Yeah, couldn't, you know, they kept biting. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm with you. I mean, this is the thing. We're this is another piece of evidence that 69 in and of itself can't be the whole – that's like making the movie Night of the Roxbury. Like that was it's a very brief joke.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm getting this from another podcast where they were talking about, like, you know, this is a pretty common thing where they're like, hey, SNL episode or SNL skits being stretched out into movies is a bad idea. And that type of thing. I'm like, well, Night in the Roxbury, it occurred to me. No, it was drawn out explicitly to me in some other podcast that I can't think of right now. But they were like, there wasn't even any fucking dialogue in that skit.
There,
and then
they
stretched it out into an entire movie. By the way, I've never seen the movie. It's probably fucking great.
Here's the reason right now. This is why you're going to watch the movie. If this is not loud enough, I'll play it again. This is why we're here. It's not loud enough. All right. Let me up the
crank
volume.
It.
Where's – oh, there's this. Okay. We're gonna do this again, and we're going to crank the volume, and here we go. Okay, you can't hear it. All right. One more try. Got to really turn it up. Wow. So anticlimactic, but that's kind of what 69 is, so it's meta. It's meta. Yeah.
Well, you gotta warm it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been so long.
Here we go.
But enough about my penis. I haven't done the 69
in a long time. All right. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Sir, from where I'm standing,
that's... Nope. Not loud enough. Goddamn internet.
Just give up, Jason.
No, here we go.
Dewey,
Did you just grab my ass?
Sir, from where I'm standing, that's a physical impossibility.
I know your tricks, Dewey.
That's really the best part of the movie.
That's a part of that movie?
Yes, it is. And it's really the best part. And I like the movie.
I don't even want to know. Don't even try to tell me the context. That's way better out of context. Whatever the fuck was going on there, I don't care.
I should clip that and turn it into another Jingle Palette thing. I liked the movie. I thought it was pretty good. But you're right. It was a one joke that they just...
Well, then,
turned a whole movie into.
And I knew it as I was talking about it. I was like, wait, I've never seen that movie. What if it's goddamn brilliant? And then I was thinking of another SNL skit that is so brief. Every single skit is so brief, and it's funny as shit, and it's MacGruber. And then they made an entire movie out of that, and I was like, you can't make a whole movie out of those little bite-sized pieces of comedy. And then they made a movie – by the way, I think it was a bomb. I think it was trashed.
Yeah.
But I fucking love that movie. MacGruber. It's hilarious.
Apparently they made a sequel.
No way. They didn't make MacGruber Part 2. Stop it.
Well, no, I started typing MacGruber and the first thing came up was MacGruber 2, but now I'm not seeing. Yeah.
No, I think just a lot of people wanted MacGruber 2. So
is that what happened?
When you're on the Google, you
see
all
that?
Of a sudden you're getting, you know. You're getting searches to people that want MacGruber 2, and so they've written like 50 blogs.
I see. I don't think I've.
There's a million blog.
I don't think I've ever seen the MacGruber. Here's a 4-second clip if YouTube wants to play it. If not, it's fine. I don't care. I'm just going to click buttons. My internet is not as good as it used to be. Things aren't as good as
they
used to be.
There's some raunchy sex shit in that. Like, there's a joke in there that's so raunchy that if you've.
In the movie?
MacGruber's having sex with his girlfriend in the movie. Mm-hmm. Or his – I don't know if it's girl. I don't know. He's having sex with a girl in the movie, and it's so offensive and over the top that if you want to just hit stop and then turn away, it's not that it's graphic. It's that it's – MacGruber is a son of a bitch, and he's gross, and mm-hmm. and the look on his face and the sounds that are coming out of his mouth are so terrible that you're like, oh my god, this isn't funny. I'm turning this off. But if you hold on for like a couple more seconds and let it go on too long, you won't be able to help but laugh because it's the definition of absurd.
Okay, I'm watching it right now. I want to see the raunchy
sex
part
scene?
Yeah, can you not hear it in the background?
Oh god, yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Remember, this is the song I used to punish you that one time. Okay,
struggling with it.
He's got his. Oh, she. Oh, ugh. That wasn't good.
It's Kristen Wiig, too, by the way.
Yeah, who I absolutely love. I can turn this down a little bit. I was hoping that the raunchiness would be audible, but apparently it's all visual. Oh, there it goes. You hear that?
Yeah, turn it up. Spill it.
Fill you up. Ugh. I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking. Oh, yeah.
This is where you want to turn it off.
I'm gonna do it.
It's so fucking repugnant that
it is.
It tips the scale. And
it does.
Like, I had to laugh. Now I have a feeling. Listen, I don't have any grandmas that are alive, but if I were sitting next to my grandma at any age, what the fuck am I trying to say here? I'm just saying. There are plenty of people that do not have the comedic sensibility, and I'm not saying that it's the right comedic sensibility.
Yeah,
that's not for everyone. The MacGruber movie in its entirety is not
right.
I'm not surprised that it got trashed, but for me, I'm really proud of what's his name, Will Arnett.
Yeah,
who I think co-wrote it, and like that whole skit was his. And the skit is completely different than the movie. Like he figured out a whole different thing. It's raunchy as shit. To bring it back to our theme,
yeah,
it's not just 69. It's fucking and
yeah.
and grossness and very good. And this is like a because we did the episode last time and we tried to be clean. Boy, did we try to be clean! Now that we don't have to try to be clean, it's like a pressure valve being released. And so we can just, you know, like MacGruber.
Yeah. We could just play raunchy sex scene clips, I guess, if we wanted to. Like,
oh, my God. No, I mean, no. Really? Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen any of these movies, but.
Oh, I thought you had like three or four. Sometimes you really surprise me where it's like, you know what we could do is this. And then all of a sudden it's like it's flying in my face like a bunch of spooge, which is nutty.
Which is nutty. Okay, well, then I will. Here's, this is Hotel Room Humping, starring...
Totally. Cameron Diaz strikes again. Although, in her defense, this scene was actually supposed to be funny. And she delivers an equally strong performance.
Here we go.
I've been fantasizing about this ever since we got to Springfield.
This?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he does right. such a...
I like watching
what,
YouTube videos.
What was that? Is this a?
I don't know. It was Justin.
What we were watching
Justin Timberlake here. was on his knees behind. What's her, the? Who was that? That was. Did you just said her name? She's got a
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Sorry, I have no brain. So Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz are in a doggy style position, but they're both fully clothed, and they're both wearing their jeans. I mean, fully clothed, and he's grunting and. Groaning and saying, I've been fantasizing about this. And she's looking back like, wait, this? Because it's just jeans on jeans, you know? So I don't know what movie it's from, but I'm sure we could find out what it's from if we needed to.
What you just explained to me is funny.
Okay. Then that's but, all. Yeah.
Actually, no, this is a good segue because this is really strange. Like I'll want to like watch a movie or like some documentary or something. And I don't have the patience, and so I end up watching these weird, like, YouTube Mojo countdowns.
That's exactly what it is. Watch this is
and
Mojo.
That's what it sounded like. It yeah. sounded like, this is the countdown of the 10 most ridiculous sex scenes of all time. And that's not what the person from Mojo sounds like at all. That's just, if I were doing it, that's what it would sound like.
Right.
Yeah, this is the top 10 scariest scenes from stuff that you've ever heard, because I think that would be a better voice for
yeah I think
quality that you get. But here I am fucking with the quality. I'm saying that's not quality. Well, guess what? I'll choose that over anything else sometimes because I don't have the. I feel like I'm being infected by. It's not just millennials that have no. Attention span anymore. It's now me. It's because it's the state of media. So if I'm not feeling really patient, I can't even watch like a full movie. I need to do some weird countdown.
Wait a minute.
And watch Justin Timberlake not fuck Cameron Diaz in the butt and have somebody like comment on it. Someone that means nothing to me.
So
I don't care what they have to say. Why is that entertaining? That's entertaining to me.
Because you're a masturbator, Joe. You don't watch the whole porn film. You just fast forward to the good shot, and you do what you need to do, and boom, you go, you know, trim some hedges. And I don't mean that as
maybe
a...
Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do this on the next horror episode, but I really like those countdowns when it comes to, like, horror scenes or, like, the top 10 horror villains.
I do, too, except... And this is the case in this one, too. I hate the voiceover. And I get why they have to do it, because if you just play content from a movie, there's probably some kind of, like, copyright violation. But if you augment it in some way by talking, then you've created new content. They can't sue you. But I just hate it when they're like, you know, in this scene, which you are watching, I'm going to describe to you everything that you're seeing. And I'm going to do so in a voice that suggests I'm enthusiastic, when in fact I'm not. Not even a little bit. But neither are you, because you're sitting in your home office doing nothing but staring at your flaccid pieces, just wishing you could get it up. I mean, that's not what they say, but it's like
well,
what they say.
And I just realized this is the next step after what used to be these like VH1 things.
Yes,
where they would do it's the same thing, But now I'm thinking about it, and the VH1 things and the MTV things, or I don't know who else did these countdown things where it's like the top 100 guitar players of all time. And then it went to, like, you know, fast forward 2 years on VH1, and it's like the top 100 stupidest death scenes from comedy people in sitcoms. Like, they didn't even care anymore. But what they had was different commentators that were that used to be A-list actors but are now like D or C or Z-list actors. So yes. They would be like, how about this one? It's a stupid scene from a stupid movie. And then it would be Todd Bridges. And he'd be like, I think that's dumb. And you're like, what the fuck? Now, what it is now is they've kind of boiled it down. They don't have Todd Bridges. They don't have, you know, I can't even give you another example. They would bring in so many C, D list actors to just comment on these top 100s. I think it got down to just like top 10 so they could have like a half hour show. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But now it's just people you don't know, and it's whoever the hell. And I think mojo.com is what I end up gravitating toward. Maybe that means they're of the highest quality, or I'm very confused by the state of media at this point. But I think it started with VH1.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And now there's just all sorts of websites, and anyone, by the way, like, you can go onto YouTube and be like, this is some stupid 12-year-old's top 10 of anything. And he comments over it. And I got to tell you, it's better than Todd Bridges.
It is.
It really is. There's an improvement there. I was speaking of a devolution, but I don't know if I am. They're boiling it down a little bit. They're holding my attention more than Todd Bridges ever could. And here we are.
I don't know who Todd Bridges is.
Todd Bridges is Willis. So what are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
I think he stabbed a whore or something at one point.
Hey, you know, in terms of like YouTube and in terms of bringing it back to the raunch, I have a video here. I don't want to listen to it. I just want to hit play and see what happens, because that's kind of what we do, or what you said I do. And
well, crank it, because all your shit has been quiet.
Yeah, yeah. This is cranked right here, and it's gonna be. It might be too loud. I hope it's too loud. That's my goal. So
me too.
Here we go. I gotta unmute it. And
hashtag go. Me too.
All right, I hit play.
Fucking cunt! Stupid fucking American cunt!
The sexy cunt has come.
Stupid cunt! Stupid cunt! Cunt!
Stupid cunt!
You cunt!
Speak English, you cunt!
Saucy northern cunt!
Cunt!
It's a den of cunts.
You're some sort of cunt, ain't ya?
Lazy cunt!
You lazy cunt! Is that fucking cunt banging again?
Stupid cunt! Those cunts, spit it out, you cunt.
Fucking cunt.
Some cunt.
Okay, I kind of get it. I thought it would be funnier, but when British people say cunt, it's not. I mean, it's a word for them. You know, it's not like nasty. It's like cunt. You know, it's like, hey, give me the money, cunt. Thanks, grandma. You know, they don't. They don't care.
Well, I was thinking about that. I was like, there's cultural considerations to be made here, which is if you say cunt like Samantha Bee did here. That means a lot. Now, if you're British, or if you're even Australian, if you're Jim Jeffries and you say cunt, it's not even a fucking word.
Yeah.
And that's why I like the word fuck, because fuck is like a comma. It's like an exclamation point. It can even be like a question, like fuck.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's the question mark. Fuck.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to fit into the sentence. Just put it at the end and, you know, doing up talk with your fuck, and it's a question mark. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you can put fuck. Fuck is every part of speech. You can replace any word in a sentence with fuck, and it will make sense. You know, like 40 and fucking years ago, our four fuckers brought forth on this fucking country. You know, you could just keep going. Exactly.
Should I explain that, or is that just something for people that listen to the podcast?
I think that's just something for people who listen to the podcast. Okay. You know, just
all right. That was for you, Ian.
That was for Ian.
Right.
you know, when it comes to being raunchy, I don't want to get too medical, I'll get too out there, but language is the way
medical
one
physical
medical physical language is the way to access raunch. I mean, you can watch people being raunchy and people can be raunchy, but when it comes to like a universal raunchiness, or like the what would the Germans say, the Überraunch.
I love your polylinguism. Is that a word?
No, it isn't now. I love it. Yes.
Oh, shit. That now, you know what? I think officially that is a thing now where I say something stupid that's a new word and I go, is that a word? And you go, it is now.
But it's not. Hey. You're not stupid. My point is this. The Überraunch is accessed via language because there is nothing like you would be hard pressed to maintain the integrity of the platonic integrity of a thing by adding raunch to it. You know, you can take away some of its platonic integrity. For example, there is a puppy running through a field of dandelions. Okay, that's nice. It calls up all kinds of images of innocence and freedom and joy, blah, blah, blah. And if you want to make it raunchy, like he's got a dildo strapped to his dog collar. Okay, now it's raunchy, but it no longer has that the integrity it had before. It's just a sight gag, right? But with language, you can take something, add in a bunch of raunchy words, and still have that thing and the raunchiness too. Like, for example, if I were to say, we hold these fucking truths to be self-fucking-evident, that all fucking men were created goddamn equal. Now, I raunched it up a little bit, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you probably agree with me.
Yeah, I do. I think it... People that think curse words or just raunch in general is kind of worthless or maybe overused, I think it is misused. Maybe you just gave an example of that. No, I'm just kidding. But if you infuse curse words or something obscene or something kind of shockingly sexual into a statement or you know, what it does is it can either change it completely. It can make it more like aggressive, as Perry Farrell would say. You know, sex is violence. So, if you start saying, if you say fucking, fucking, fucking all the time, does it make it angrier? Does it make it more aggressive? Actually, what you just said, if you took all of the raunch out of that, it would be a little bit less aggressive. The communication with all of the raunch in it is kind of aggressive. There's a little more anger in it, but maybe that's your tone.
See, I think it's
now,
tone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the language and nonverbal communication episode of JBC. Thing is, because you can put fuck, I can say fuck every other word and still make it just delightful and positive, depending on the tone of my voice. I think the aggression in what you just said has to do with the tone of your voice.
Well, I think then what we're...
But if you have an aggressive tone, the word fuck can really ramp it up. It can really ramp it up. If you're laid back, if your tone is really laid back and you still put a bunch of fucks in there, to me that gets a little funny and
yeah.
It's almost a... Well, it's also absurd, and you know how I feel about absurdity. It's kind of the... Irony is a good thing for comedy. Absurdity is also a good thing. There's an overlap there. Absurdity and irony are related. I digress.
No, you didn't digress. You're totally on topic. I think you're right. It is about the tone, and in as much as things have different meanings, if you shift the tone, I think the word fuck can really augment whatever tone you're going for. I'm going to give another example. I'm going to use the word fuck a lot in this famous speech. I won't do the whole speech, obviously, but I'll read from the beginning.
Now, don't make it angry, though.
Exactly. You know? I'm going to do a different. I'm going to do a different tone.
Sweet and sensitive.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to do angry. Okay. So here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
I have myself in full fucking confidence that if all do their fucking duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best fucking arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once again able to fucking defend our island home. to ride out the storm of fucking war and to outlive the menaces of these cunts of tyranny, if necessary, for fucking years. I don't know if I achieved anything when I did that just now, but...
All right, here's how I interpreted it.
Okay.
It wasn't straight up full-on anger, there was sarcasm.
Yeah, there was. Okay.
And that creates an undertone of anger. A little bit. Well, not anger, but just a little bit of, strangely enough, not anger, but fuck you. And you know what I mean by
that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I know exactly what you mean. So maybe...
fuck you isn't necessarily anger. There's no, fuck you. And then there's, fuck you!
Yeah, there's different. There's fuck you, and there's fuck you. There's,
fuck you, Jason!
And then there's...
fuck you, Joey!
Yeah, which mean two totally different things.
Fuck
you, Jason!
This is like a surprise, like, what the fuck? Fuck you, Jason! And then this one...
fuck you, Joey!
It's like somebody has a complete realization, you're an asshole. It's like, you know what? Final sentence.
Fuck you, Joey!
You know, completely different.
I think you've put a cap on this. There's... interjecting kind of nasty language into your statement to express yourself, it can mean a whole lot of different things, but it certainly changes. If you had something completely without curse words, it's going to, if the cuss words are thrown in, it's going to change it somehow. It might either exemplify your point or it might change the expression completely. It might just shift it to in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't know what this has to do with 69, but I'm surprised. Hey, what minute are we at?
We have a long, long ways to go. We are at minute 47. Yeah. So
what are we doing? 2 hours tonight?
No.
Oh, well, you were saying we have a long way to go. I don't know. To me, a long way to go is, you know, 40 minutes or something.
Wow. You must be really good in bed. For me, a long way to go is like 3 minutes. That's a long way. That's going for a long time.
Not if you're being 69.
That's good shoot.
Warm it up.
Yeah, that's a...
get it going.
I don't know. Is a 69 for an hour... I don't know. I don't think I would...
69 for an hour is... Look, we're men, so maybe we're not as into foreplay as women are, but I think that's an unfair generalization.
Right.
I think that the move, 69, for a man is a really good foreplay move. Really good foreplay.
Why? Why is that?
Because it involves the penis in a way that...
That's all you had to say.
I almost finished the sentence, and then I realized that I didn't need to.
Yeah.
I'm saying is, though, I still think it's a foreplay thing.
Well, yeah, it's... I mean, you could probably...
And I think foreplay is important.
Well, okay, absolutely. Look, I guess what I'm getting at is that if you're going to do it for an hour, I don't know that the payoff at the end of an hour is going to be worth an hour of work for either person. It's like if I'm getting blown for an hour, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm that's better than nothing, but it's not as if at the end of that hour it's like, wow, I'm glad we did this for 60 whole minutes. You know, it's going to be like, you know, you hit a certain level and then you kind of either stay there or you go too far and then it's done. I don't know from the other side. I mean, I'll go down. I'll go to Taco Town for an hour.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
I'm happy to do
imagine
it.
Imagine if you were watching a movie, not a porn movie. Now, just let me finish.
Yeah.
And let me finish. Oh, God. What I'm saying is, if there's some sort of, you know, if you're a tween and it's like, oh, my goodness, I felt a booby. Okay, well, you know what? I don't know if you remember being 13, but like, okay, well, feeling a booby, that might, for an hour, that might have been just everything that you would ever need, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get to the point where, like, people have, like, sexual needs that need to be satisfied, and I'm talking about both men and women.
All right.
You don't want to – let's say you're watching a movie and there's only act one for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's like there's only buildup.
Yeah.
There's no climax. It's the same story. They're just dragging it out.
Yeah.
That becomes very frustrating. And I think for both men and women, and I speak as a Taco Bell manager.
Yes, you are. You manage Taco Bells.
I'm just saying there needs to be some sort of build up to a climax. And again, I'm not just talking about splooge. That would be nutty.
Well, I think we both are on the same page here that 69 for an hour, 69 for however long you need to do it. I mean, as a means by which to access something. Okay, let me put it this way. You're 13, you're feeling a boobie, but let's face it, boobies are a gateway drug to, you know.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Right? Because you could be satisfied with that boobie when you're 13, but not for long. Just as you pointed out, you're going to get older, you're like, I want a little bit more than the boobie. Right? And it's like, well, how about I give you two boobies? You're like, oh, okay, that's good. Good. And then you move on, and then pretty soon, you know, you're giving blowjobs in an alley so you can get mess. I mean.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, you know, I didn't see the
penis coming in my face.
Yeah, yes.
Behind the dumpster.
Hey,
let's do it right.
Listen, we're at minute 52 now. You have a couple of little audio bits, but I wanted to one more reading of a thing with the word "fucking" to see if it, you know, does or doesn't change the tone. It's a quick one, okay? So
yeah. Let's hear it. I'm gonna have to. Here's the thing. I'm going to need another drink. And I don't have one.
Okay.
I don't have to pee this time.
Well, okay.
It's a little bit different. I just kind of want to go grab a drink. And here it is. I should have been able to set this up, but I didn't. Do you want to do your thing first?
No, you want to go get your drink while I do it, and then you can listen to it later? I'll just go till you get back.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. There he goes. All right, you guys probably figured out what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to do it. And it'll be obvious what I'm doing from the very beginning. So here it goes, right? I am Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That fucking Sam I am. I do not like that motherfucking Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and fucking ham? I do not like them, Sam I fucking am. I do not like fucking green eggs and ham. Would you like them fucking here or fucking there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them fucking anywhere. I do not like green eggs and fucking ham. I do not like them, Sam, you motherfucker. Would you like them in a fucking house? Would you like them with a motherfucking mouse? I do not like them in a fucking house. I don't like them with a fucking mouse. I don't like them here or fucking there. I don't like fuck them anywhere. I fucking don't like green eggs and ham. I do not fucking like them. You son of a cunt. Sam, I am. All right, would you eat them in a fucking box? Would you fucking eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a fucking mouse. I would not fucking eat them here or fucking there. I fucking would not fucking eat them fucking anywhere. I would not eat fucking green eggs and fucking ham. I do not like them, Sam, you shithead. Would you cut you in a fucking car? Eat them, motherfucker. Here they are. I would not, could not in a car. You may like them. You will see. You may like them in a fucking tree. I would not, could not eat a fucking tree. Not in a car. You just fucking let me be. I don't like them in a fucking box. I do not like them with a fucking fox. I do not like them in a house. God damn. I don't like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I fucking do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and motherfucking ham. I don't like them, Sam. I fucking am. Here we go. You came in just the right time because the text I brought up ended right there. Did you hear any of it?
Was it the pressure valve released that I was talking about earlier?
Kind of, yeah. And I'm going to change my mind. I earlier said that the word fuck just augments whatever tone you're going at, but I can't seem to use the word fuck excessively without it being an angry tone or slightly sarcastic. So, yeah. It's just fucking. It's just...
I think that you can, but I have noticed.
you can be excited. You're like, look at this fucking guy here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. This isn't fucking credible. Did you really fucking draw this? You are the smartest fucking 2-year-old I've ever met in my life. You know what, Charlie? You motherfucker. You are the smartest. Yeah, you can go on. I don't know why it's Italian accent.
I'm glad we've been able to just let loose.
Yeah.
It's time.
I am too.
I think the word fuck can teach a small child about how to verbally express oneself.
Absolutely.
Because the word fuck is like the word dude.
Mm, yep.
And I don't know if you ever saw the movie Basketball.
Oh, sure did.
Well, they had a whole conversation with the word dude.
Right.
And I thought it was fucking brilliant. Now, these are the guys that make South Park. So, you know, if you don't know that they're brilliant by now,
you never are going to know.
Right.
You're just going to be stupid your whole fucking life.
I wasn't going to go that far, but please. They had a whole conversation with the word dude, and I think the word fuck is the same way.
Yeah.
If you just let loose with the word fuck, if you realize that all of your fuck words are angry, then you need to be introspective about that and be like, okay, that is my use of the word fuck.
Okay, that's spoken like a real Taco Bell manager. I appreciate that. That was very...
Yeah, but
insightful.
Like, I quit thinking about yourself for a change. Whole lot
dude,
of fucks
I'm not going to cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude. Dude.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude.
Well, I guess you've got a point there. All right. Look, maybe I was wrong.
Sorry.
Well, fuck, it's kind of the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might be selling yourself short because we've said the word fuck on this show a lot. And I don't think that it's always been angry for you. I just think that's maybe kind of your go-to. If you're intentionally trying to use the word fuck a lot, I think
I am,
that
you
kind of fall into this to this aggressive thing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that's the only way that you use the word fuck. I mean, fuck, dude.
Fuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you heard – you know, different segments of your voice on this show where you were like, fuck, Joe. Fuck. Listen, fuck this. Okay? I'm talking about, yes, fuck. Fuck. Fucking A.
Fucking
oh,
A.
Oh, man.
Ah,
you
fuck.
Know what? Fucking. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, man. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That's not all just you. I'm trying to give you the emotional range of the
and
word.
That was brilliant. That was fucking brilliant. It really was. No, you're absolutely right. I am adding way more fucks. I'm giving a lot more fucks than I usually give.
I think fucks need to be taken away.
Okay, well.
No, that was a callback. That,
oh, was
that's
it? Okay.
I've listened to way too many of our shows. I know the inside jokes way more than you do.
Yeah. It's funny. Well, I think this started off as being the 69 episode. It was trying to evolve into the ranch episode, but kind of just became the word fuck episode, which is fine. You know, it's just as long as it's not fucking clean, I don't fucking care. I mean, last week we didn't curse this
let's
year.
Let's face it. Or let's fuck face it. Because...
You're way. You know what? I'm going to say this just right now. You are way better at using the word "fuck" than I am. I say that with a huge amount of respect. I mean, genuinely, if I could have your fucking skill, because I just add in a fuck every once in a while, and I can get a rhythm going. But your ability to just, you know, you're skilled, son. You're skilled.
Well, I wanted to tie it back to 69, which is. You know, let's fuck face it, because that's what's happening for two people at the same time.
There you go. Yeah. See, genius. I don't, if you, we're at, we have 1 minute to go. I don't know if you wanted to play your audio clips or.
Well,
you know.
Yes, I actually have an argument for cancellation. I know we didn't have ads. By the way, I'm really happy that you told me what the ad might have been, and then I told you what my ads might have been, and they were both kind of 69-ish, which is great.
A little bit.
Oftentimes if there's a theme, we end up like presenting things that are very similar and because you haven't presented it, I feel like maybe there's a song that we should go out on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
There is a song that is so on theme. It's the most on theme song that has ever been written. It was recorded in the 1980s, I believe.
Okay.
It's can you come up with it? I'm coaxing you into telling me what it is.
I would love to, but
okay. Well, I'll just do it. But let me do the argument for cancellation first.
Okay. All right. Or give me some clues, because you know I fucking love puzzles.
Here, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
The song that I thought you would – I actually was expecting you to egregiously play it again and again throughout the episode, and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not disappointed, because interestingly, I chose not to, and you also chose not to.
Okay.
But I think it was a choice for both of us. It's a song about – well, it's a song written by a guy – that was not a teenager in 1969. He was not a teenager in 1969, and yet he writes a song about the year 1969.
Well, I know what song you're talking about now.
Okay, then. Well, if we can, maybe we can go out with
that
song.
Oh, is that what that song's about? It was.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know that.
Explicitly.
I'm going to.
He illustrated that. Like it's not even a mystery anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And yeah,
does anybody that's listening, Ian, know what we're talking about?
Wow, Jason, I'm reading it. I'm Brian reading out. The words. Yeah, no, it is. It's summer 69. He's like, I got my first real strict strain. Was the blade it till my fingers bled? I'm assuming that's a menstruation reference.
No,
I don't know.
Here's the weird thing is apparently the whole song is really about his experience of joining a band and being young, and that's fine.
Yeah, but come on.
The fact that it is the summer of 69 means that it's – and he said this. You can look it up.
Yeah.
Google it.
I will.
The reason why he called it the summer of 69 is because that he also had his first experience – with that,
yeah,
the most ultimate of foreplay moves.
Me and my baby in 69.
He explained it that way.
Yeah, there's all kinds of references in here. He says like, let's see, where I just saw it and I lost it.
Actually, I think he might have just alluded to it.
Spent my evenings down at the drive-in. Spent my evenings down at the drive-in. Standing on your mama's porch. That's filthy. Yeah.
No, you need to look up Bryan Adams' interviews, because he's like, I know 1969, but think about it. Like, he was like, he was winking. He was like, know what I'm saying? Bryan Adams. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he even alludes to the fact that what we just spoke about 69 can't go on very long. He says, I guess nothing can last forever. Forever. Okay. No. He's admitting. He's like, yeah, we were doing it, but not like – constant, not like for hours, because
okay,
yeah,
you know what,
it's filthy.
I don't know where I got this, but I'm convinced that Bryan Adams was like, no, I wrote it about when I was very young, but when I called it the summer of 69, it was because of the experiences that I had, not just being in a band, if you know what I'm saying. But he didn't say that, because Bryan Adams would never, ever say that.
No.
Okay.
I'm reading about it on Wikipedia, but let's...
Arguments for cancellation.
Adams said the song was about sex and making love in the summertime. 69 is a reference to the sexual position. 69, he told the interviewer that the song was built on the theme of synology, blah, blah, blah. Maybe some moon. That name's him.
No, you got it. We don't need any more than that.
And he said it would have been the summer of two, Jason. But I got a girlfriend, so instead of two, it became 69. All right, okay.
Very good. Actually, let's just do the math really quick, because if you're on Wikipedia, we can do this real quick.
Yeah.
The birth of Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams was born. I have to look up him. Bryan Adams.
Yeah, just him. Yeah.
Bryan Guy Adams.
That's his middle name?
Yeah. He was born in 1959.
Okay. So in the summer of 69, he was 10 years old.
He's 9 because he's born in late 59. So he was 9 years old summer of 69. Yeah.
And that's the problem where you're like, he's talking about being in a band. He got his first real six string.
Yeah.
We had a band and we tried real hard.
Yeah.
Well, when you were 9, motherfucker? No. So what is the summer of 69? Sex!
Yeah. It was actually the summer of, let's see, the summer of probably
the
70.
Summer of 72.
No, because then he was only.
That was terrible.
I was going to say 77.
Terrible math. Then he was 13. Clearly, that's what you're talking about. His 13th year on the planet.
Yeah, no, it was like the summer of 77, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something I wanted to ask because I could just imagine two people who are wanting to try all of the two-digit number sex positions. I mean, what does the 77 look? What do you do? What's that? It's like, okay, I'm going to put my arms on your shoulders from behind, and then you hold your arms out like you're a zombie. That's the 77. I don't know. Anyway.
No, it was the summer I zeroed myself.
Well, he was 9. So I 9 myself, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Okay. You want an argument for cancellation. Okay. Here's the intro.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Sometimes
that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to Dick in Your Mouth and Pussy in Your Face. Edition of Arguments for Cancellation. This has nothing to do with 69. It has nothing to do with eating pussy. It has nothing to do with sucking dicks, except for the fact that there's a lot of cuss words.
Okay.
Now, the last episode, this is the first time I've done a montage that is only about the mistakes made in the previous episode.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
Everything drawn from is from the previous episode.
Okay. Should I just do it? No, okay, go.
No. Well, I just wanted to say our attempt, we played this down a little bit earlier in the episode. Okay, we tried to have a clean episode, all right? Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, a couple slipped through, but Joe took care of them. It's worse than that. This is how bad our podcast is. We tried to have a clean episode, and I had to fucking – and I can say it now.
Yeah.
I had to fucking motherfucking bleep out every cuss word that you sons of bitches and goddamn I don't want to call Shags and my wife any mean names.
Okay. You can call me – you can call me a whore if you want. I'm a whore.
Listen.
Call me – yeah, call me a whore.
Jason, you're a fucking whore.
Yeah, I'm a whore.
Right? And I usually don't punch whores or punch a whores.
You usually don't punch whores. Usually I don't. Mm-hmm. I've had to a few times. I didn't like it.
I'm just saying.
But I needed my rent.
The argument for cancellation is this. We tried to have a clean episode. Now hit this and just see how successful we were.
Okay.
I'm concerned that you won't be able to control the bombs.
Yeah.
Which is.
She just cursed. Laura. My wife's name is Laura. It's all been bullshit, just like the rest of the show.
I don't give a mother f***ing ass bitch suck my dick mother a***ing reason as to why I should care about this. I mean, fuck. Oh, God.
Can I just fucking say fucking something now that this show's fucking over?
We're
never fucking doing that again. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Some bull.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not. That means you have to go and bleep this whole thing out. Well, f-
you guys, just because
this is a motherfucking show.
Don't get mad. You knew the bitch had flaws.
You fair-weathered hoe.
Go up and bitches go down.
Wow.
Because I ain't no that act like a clown.
And this is a huge problem.
JBC, motherfucker.
That was too good. I think you convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes.
Tacos.
That is better.
Oh, shit. I meant to. Damn it.
Part of the reason why I did that is just in case you didn't listen to that episode.
Oh, I'm.
Were a lot of fucking curse words.
I know.
In the last episode. And it was our.
Clean episode.
Well, it was our expressed, established goal to not curse. And did you see how it fucking. It spun out of control.
Really badly.
And I had
yeah.
to spend hours. By the way. I'm going to put it out there. I spent hours and hours bleeping and bleeping and bleeping. I'm like, this is our clean show. Like, I almost started just crying because I was like, this is our clean show. This is how little control we have.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We have a problem here. And then after I bleeped it all and I was ready to send it to you, it didn't save.
Yeah.
So I had to do it again. So I've never been so disgusted with our lack of skill or restraint when it comes to making the show. But I'm gonna go zen right now.
All right,
zen. I don't want to be mad at the end of the show.
No. Hmm. You're gonna be fucking happy. Mm-hmm. In terms of being fucking happy, did you want me to play the other sound clip? Because I'm sure it would make me happy. I see the title of it.
Oh my god, that's right. So there's this part in let me see if I can set it up. Jason, when it all unraveled is mm-hmm. when you said, Shags, well, actually, you challenged all of us, but Shags went first. You said, everybody say, I don't give a bleep, and then give your best bleep, okay?
Yeah.
Shags was, I guess, inspired, or she certainly misunderstood you, and she said, I don't give a. And she didn't say bleep. She didn't give her best bleep, which is what you asked for.
Right.
She gave her best this. And this is called Shags on Uncut.
I don't give a motherfucking cunt ass bitch suck my dick mother assholing reason as to why I should care about this.
Yeah. So
that's fucking awesome. She's just the best.
My favorite, and I told this to Shags, and I had to bleep it out on the previous episode, but I'm glad we could play it on this one.
Yeah.
My favorite cuss word ever is mother assholing. Here, play it one more time. And
okay.
Listen to her. Just comes right out.
Mother fucking cunt ass bitch suck my dick mother assholing reason as to why I should care about this.
Okay. Okay, so we have from Shags, we have this.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker. Oh.
So if you could do that for ass mother assholing, I mean, or I can do it.
Come on. Just no, I mean, I'll isolate it for me. For me. It will be for me.
It will be.
After all is said and done.
I want it to
mother
be my ring.
Assholing is my favorite thing.
I want it to be my ringtone. I swear to fucking God, I do.
Mother assholing.
Too good. Good night.
Jason, why can't your mother go 100 miles per hour?
I don't know.
Because when she hits 69, she flips over and blows a rod! Low self, Neil.